Okay, so again, I want to welcome everyone to our call tonight, our success, our Connect to Success call. And tonight, we're going to discuss how you can make your fall and winter season a huge success. But not just the fall, winter, and holiday season, but how you can really grow your business and enjoy the rewards of a successful business all year long. Now, when you received your announcement regarding our call tonight, we were talking about how you can really get some ideas on tonight's call of what you can do to move your business forward this fall, winter, and holiday season. And I betcha that most of you thought that I was going to be spending time on talking about things that you could do. And I'm going to spend a little time on that, but more importantly, I'm going to talk tonight about the foundation that you must have in place for your business to grow and to become successful and as big as you want it to be. Now, we all know that in order for a business to grow, we must be taking the action steps. And there are so many things that you can be doing as we move into this very exciting time of the year. I mean, this time of year can be huge for your business. You literally can grow your business 30-40% if you start making a plan and then working that plan. And there are a lot of things that you can put into motion. One of those things is holding a holiday open house. I did those every year. The first year, my customers, they got used to the idea, and every year when I had my open holiday house, it grew and it grew and it got bigger and bigger. So if you have not ever yet attempted a holiday open house, I'm going to encourage you to talk with your executive managers. They can help you plan one and teach you how to make a success out of these holiday open houses. Once you begin them every year, you're going to find that it will grow for you. You will have more contacts, more people coming, people bringing friends, and just a wonderful way to really boost the business this time of year, which, of course, is going to bring you additional income, which is what we all want, especially as we start moving closer to the holiday season. Nobody needs to go into debt during the holidays. You don't want to do that. You want to create the cash so that you can sail through the holidays and then not dread end of January, February when the bills start coming in. You want to have a debt-free holiday season because that's really what success and wealth is all about. It's being able to pay cash and not going into debt. The other thing, of course, that always is effective when you're looking to build your business, this is how I started our company, and I'm really big on this, is our sampling program. Our sampling program is very effective. Be sample ready wherever you go because there is no shortage of people out there. What happens sometimes is that we are not prepared to talk to people, and you need to start getting in the mind frame if you want to build a business and a successful business that you're ready and willing to talk to people wherever you go. So, you know, work with the sampling program. We have lots of good training material on how the sampling program works. You just have to take the time, a little bit of time, to sit down and study it because there's a right way to sample, and, of course, there's a wrong way to sample, but the sampling program works. So if any of you on the call tonight are struggling with lack of leads, you don't have enough people in your pipeline, sampling is the way to do it. And, you know, the more you do it, the easier it gets. I know and I understand that if you haven't been sampling, you might get some butterflies as you first go out and try. But remember that butterflies are good because it means you're growing. If you haven't had any fear lately, if you haven't felt the butterflies, then that tells us that you're pretty much in your comfort zone. So it's a good thing. Allow those butterflies to happen because it means that you're doing something positive about your business. And the more that you do it, the easier it becomes, just like anything that you try in life. The more that you do it, the easier it becomes. And you're going to find, like I did, that sampling is actually a lot of fun. And to this day, I'm pretty much always sample ready because I love talking about the product and I love introducing people to our great line of products. The other thing that you can do, if you haven't been doing it, is consistently ask for referrals. Let's not forget that. from your customers that are already using and loving the products, are you asking them for referrals? Are you saying to them, I'm expanding Libri in the area. I am looking to help other women experience these products that are safe, pure, and effective. Who do you know would enjoy using products that are toxic-free or are aloe vera-based? So remember, sampling, asking for referrals, planning a holiday open house, these are all things that you can do the next couple of months to really build and grow your business. Now, moving from the nuts and bolts is what I call it. And remember, all these things, we have information in the back room. If you're unsure about sampling, talk with your executive manager. She can help you. You can role play with her. So all the training is there for you. But let's move beyond the nuts and bolts. Let's really talk about what does it really take to have a successful Libri home-based business. Well, first of all, there has to be a solid foundation in place for that to happen. So the first thing that you have to have, obviously, is a product that works. And we have that. People love our product. I mean, wherever I go and the emails that we get, our products work. They're outstanding. They're way beyond average. They're not ordinary. So that's really the cornerstone, having a product that works and that surpasses the majority of products in performance on the marketplace today. The second foundation is that you are working with a company that is committed long-term to you and sincerely cares about you and your success. And, of course, we do. You need a company that is there to back you and that is committed long-term. Third is that you have to have a fair compensation program that also offers you room for growth. And, of course, at Libri, we do have that. We have a very rich compensation program. Fourth is that you want to work with a company that teaches you how to grow your business. And we do that. We've got a great learning center. We've got great customer support. We're always here for you. If you need the help, it's your job to ask, and we will deliver. So those are really the four cornerstones of a strong foundation. You have those in place already. So now what is it that you must bring to the table? Well, after the foundation is in place, then you must have your own success formula. And that success formula starts with reasons. If you have enough reasons, you can do the most incredible things. And success comes from reasons. Reasons come first, answers come second. You must develop a purpose, and it's really purpose, not skill level, that is going to help you succeed. And it's desire, not experience, that's going to send you to the top. So remember, success is not about being intelligent. It's really more about inspiration and desire. So you have to ask yourself, how strong is your desire to succeed? Why do you want to have a successful business? Not too long ago, I was talking to a consultant, and she was telling me how much she loved her Libri business and how much she loved the product. But as she was telling me these things, she was interweaving lots of reasons, I call them excuses, of why she wasn't further along in her business. And she was going on and on about all these things. And I listened to her very carefully as to what she was saying to me. And the one thing after she finished, I said, you know, there's one thing that you forgot on your list of reasons as to why you're not as successful that you'd like to be. And she said, oh, and I said, the thing you forgot is you're not on the list. And she looked at me, and I said, the reason people become successful is because they want to be. You don't ever blame anyone but yourself if you're not reaching your goals. If you verbalize the positive, it will be. You always become what you think about. And winners in life, they will always find reasons why they can. Those people that aren't successful, they will always find reasons why they can't. So when you're making a list of reasons as to why perhaps you're not as successful as you would like to be sure you put yourself on the list. because really that's what's holding you back. You have to really begin to think and speak in a way that will move you toward what you want out of your business and in life. So you have to ask yourself, what are you passionate about? You know, what gets you excited every day? You know, what brings tears of joy to your eyes when you think about your life and what it could be like? You know, what really stirs emotion deep within you? So tonight, either right after we get off the call or maybe sleep on it or first thing tomorrow morning, I'm going to encourage you to make a long list of reasons why you want to be successful, because this will become your driving force. You have to have passion about helping others. You have to be passionate about what it is that you want. For example, on my list, one of the big issues for me always was security. Security is major important to me. I didn't want to rely on someone else writing me my paycheck. I didn't want to have to live in a world where my income would be capped by somebody or by someone telling me when I could take a vacation, because that's what my life was prior to getting involved in direct selling. I always had to obey somebody else. I wasn't living life by my terms. I wasn't experiencing a lifestyle that was free and that gave me more choices until I got involved in direct selling. So security is huge, and that's really why LeBry exists today. It's because I value security, and I hope to bring that into everyone's life. The other thing that was always an issue for me is helping my family, and I've been able to do some wonderful things financially to help out my family, and that really brings me great joy. That was another thing on my list of reasons. Being there for my family, sending my son to better schools, helping him get a great education, helping others, giving back. I find great joy in being able to write a check when I feel like it or I want to donate to a cause that is near and dear to my heart. I enjoy going to the nicer restaurants. I like staying in the nicer hotel rooms. I like buying the nicer clothing. These are reasons, and you need to have a list of reasons as to what stirs something deep inside you, that burning desire in your gut. So after you're solid about your reasons, the second formula for success is your attitude. And this is huge because your attitude is everything. Being positive about your business and the potential that you have to make your business what you want it to be is key. A little positive thinking doesn't produce positive results. You have to really take control of your mental activity and think positively throughout each and every day until it becomes a habit. And you know, this really requires some effort, to be honest with you, because there are so many things that come across our paths during the course of a day that can easily turn off the positive switch in your mind and activate the negative switch. So you have to be conscious of what you're thinking. You have to be in control and stand guard on what kind of thoughts you allow to enter your mind every single day. In order to become successful, your positive attitude must really become the dominant thought pattern. And you know, it's so much better having a positive attitude. People I find are happier. I find that people that have a positive attitude and that work on having a positive attitude, they become ill less frequently. They tend to not be as lethargic. They tend to have more energy throughout the day. So working aggressively on your attitude is key. Some of the things that you really need to be watchful of when you're working on your attitude is indecision. If you want to build a successful business, and everyone who is on this call has the capability of doing just that, every one of you are capable. And in order to make your business grow and become what you want it to be, you have to make the decision that you want what you want, not 5 years from now, not a year from now, but you want it now. Put everything you got into everything that you do. You know, give it energy, give it passion, and make a decision and know what it is that you want. Because indecision is like a cancer. It's a mental paralysis, and it slows everything down. So make a solid decision that you want success in your business. The other thing to be watchful of is doubt. And this creeps in. I mean, sometimes when we're having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, we start to become a little bit doubtful. The self-doubt does creep in. This is where you have to work on your belief system. There's lots of things that you can do to stay positive. One thing that I encourage everyone to do is stay away from people who do not make you feel positive and hopeful about what you're doing. You don't want to include people like that into your life. You need to be with people that are going to uplift you and support you when you're feeling doubtful. The other thing to be watchful of as well is worry. Worry to me, well, it's like negative prayer. And someone told me once that worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. So you have to learn to stop worrying. Most of the things that we worry about don't happen anyway. They've done studies on that. So remember to try to, you know, don't worry about, well, what if this happens or what if that happens? Move forward in everything that you do, whether you're handing out samples, doing a show, talking to someone about the opportunity. Think positively. You need to think and envision a positive outcome. The other thing to be watchful of is being overcautious. And I call that a timid approach to life. Because if you're overcautious, it will slow you down. Sometimes I hear people say, well, you know, I'm going to take it slow. Now, I don't understand that kind of thinking. I mean, why? Why not live your dreams sooner than later? Why would anyone want to take it slow? When people say they want to take it slow, it's because they have not yet made the decision that they want to be successful. They haven't really made that commitment yet. So don't be one of those people. Make the decision that you want success and you want it now. So be careful of being overcautious. You know, get the what ifs out of your life. It's really the language of the poor. You know, get the language of the poor out of your vocabulary. Sometimes I hear people say, well, I'm just going to see what happens. Bottom line is, no, you make it happen. Seeing what happens is allowing things just to unfold, just whatever happens, happens. But you have so much more control than that in your life, and people need to understand that, that you really do control your destiny. You know, recently we just have a brand new executive manager who has joined our management team, and Shirley Bruner. She was in our newsletter this month. And I called to congratulate Shirley, and I said, I'm so proud of you, because Shirley's really been, you know, she had a surgery. She was, you know, pretty much, you know, in bed for a long time, not feeling well. And yet, her business continued to grow. And when I talked to Shirley, I said, so what have you done? You know, how come you've achieved success and you've had some challenges along the way, and here you are today in a rather, you know, short period of time. You now are an executive manager. And she said to me, it was a mindset. Shirley said, I decided that I was going to become an executive manager, and I started seeing myself as being successful. And she also told me that she does affirmations, and she's always painting a success picture in her mind. That's why Shirley is where she is today in LeBry in such a short period of time, because she's working very hard on her thoughts. Because your thoughts are always going to bring you to your final destination. Another gal that I asked to be on the call tonight, but she's doing a show, is Lindsay from Texas. And Lindsay has really jump-started her business. And all of a sudden, she has all this wonderful momentum going in her business, where just a few months ago, right before convention, her business was rather flat and stale. And I asked Lindsay, it's the same question that I asked Shirley. I said, what's changed? Why all of a sudden now are you having such great results, or before you were struggling and you weren't able to, you know, moving ahead? And she said, Linda, it's a mindset. She said the exact same words to me that I heard Shirley say to me. Seeing myself successful, and she said, I want it. I want this for myself, and I want this for my family. So you can see that it's not all about the technique or the skill level. Success is much more about making a decision that this is what you want and you're going to go after it. Because once you make that decision, the results will come much faster. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about reasons, passion, and desire. And you might be wondering where action fits into this process. And yeah, it's true that you don't get results without action. But recognize that thought always precedes action. A positive belief system is truly the starting point for the achievement of any goal. And when your dominant belief is that you can achieve your goal, you begin taking the actions necessary to move in that direction, just like Shirley and just like Lindsay. They made that decision to move forward. One thing that we all must face, whether we like it or not, is that our beliefs bring us to where we are today. So wherever we are, we've put ourselves there. And your thinking from this point forward is what's going to take you to where you're going to be in the future. And the great news is that you can change your thoughts, and thereby you change your results. So what do you say to yourself every day about your business? What do you say? Do you say that you're going to meet wonderful people who want what you have? Do you start the day with that great attitude? What do you say to yourself as far as your internal voice? Because that's always going on. You're constantly, there's always thoughts rolling through your head. So what does your internal voice tell you? In other words, you know, you're talking to yourself all of the time. Are you paying attention to what you're saying or what's happening in your head? Too often, what we say to ourselves is negative, it's critical, and it's self-limiting. So pay attention to what you're saying to yourself. You know, perhaps you find yourself thinking that you can't do this or you're just not good enough. Thoughts like that will work against you. Instead, repeat to yourself that you can be successful and that you will accomplish your goals, because when you start doing that mantra every day, you're going to find that your belief system grows and the results that you experience become more positive. So how do you stay positive? Well, a lot of things you can do. We talked about affirmations. Reading. I'm a huge fan of reading. You know, read 15 to 30 minutes every day. There are so many good books out there. You know, we all eat food every single day, right? Every one of you on the call today has eaten something, I'm sure. Well, just as we feed and nourish our bodies, we have to feed and nourish our minds, and people just don't do that. You have to keep the mind thinking the right thoughts, because the more you think the right thoughts, the more you envision where you want to be in your Libri business, the more you can see yourself successful, the faster it will come to you. So get into affirmations. Get into reading good books. If you don't like to read, you know, get audiobooks. Put them in your car. Listen to them from, you know, one stop to the next. This is how you empower yourself as a woman to become the best that you can be. You can truly think your way to success. You have to take those action steps, but you can think your way to success. You know, in life, it's been said that there are people who make things happen. There are people who watch things happen, and then there are people who wonder what happened. So to be successful, you need to be a person who makes things happen, because that's how it works. Don't wait for something to happen. You have the ability to make anything happen that you want in your business and in your life. So to help keep you inspired, I'm going to encourage you again to make a long list of reasons and keep them in front of you. Instead of reasons of why you can't be successful, make a list of all the reasons of why you can be successful and what your passions are. You know, think about it. What is your alternative? Do you really want to settle for less when you don't have to? I hope not, because you have within you the ability to achieve whatever you're passionate about. So make the decision now that you will move forward with passion, and before too long, you are going to be living your dreams. You just have to make that decision that this is what you want. And you're going to find that everything you do, from the shows that you hold, from the samples that you hand out, from the people you talk to, your results will be stronger and more positive. And the reason, again, is because you made that decision. So I want to thank everybody for joining me on the call tonight. I hope that you found my words inspiring. I just know in my heart that each of you are winners and that each of you deserve success. And that's what I wish for all of you. Thanks for joining me. Good night, everyone.